And talking about the weekend, well, if it's Thursday, you know it's time to make plans for the weekend. So Mary Cummings Jordan shared some ideas with curator Tanya Pendleton in our Things to Do weekly feature.
Are your plans undecided for the holiday weekend, whether you celebrate Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, or just a day off from work? We have some options for you. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to help you choose between them. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Mary. Yes, Columbus Day is celebrated on Monday, so I'll be looking for all the sales. October is also LGBT History Month. With that in mind, Philadelphia celebrates one of the biggest national coming out days with the Philadelphia Outfest on Sunday.
Where is it happening?
It's in the neighborhood. It's from noon to 7 p.m. So if you start out at the main stage on 13th and Locust, you're going to find the rest.
Okay, turning our attention to food. Where should we head if we're looking for something tasty this weekend?
If wings are your thing, you are in luck. The Philadelphia Wing Festival is in South Philly this weekend, and that's on Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
And I'll bet you can sample all kinds of wings.
Buffalo, barbecue, whatever you can think to do with the wing, I'm sure they're going to have it there. And there's competition for the best wing spot in Philadelphia, as well as a mega hot wing eating contest and a french fry eating contest. That's going to be difficult to do, but
but delicious.
Yes, absolutely. There are activities for kids as well and different price points for the festival, so you can choose your experience. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
And, of course, pumpkins are popular this time of year.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night.
Pumpkin everything is everywhere. I never knew how many things could be made from a pumpkin. Did you, Mary?
I admit there are things I'd never considered. Pumpkin dog treats?
Pumpkin dog treats. I mean, I guess the dogs like them. But for all things pumpkin this weekend, you can head on to the South Jersey Pumpkin Show in Woodstown, New Jersey. It's at the Salem County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They've got a pumpkin pyramid, a pumpkin toss, a pumpkin patch, pumpkin painting, and a whole lot more. It's free, and parking is just $5 per carload.
Well, that covers it, I think. It sounds very kid-friendly. Is there anything else to keep children entertained over the long weekend?
Kids who are already planning to dress up as superheroes this Halloween, they can test drive their outfits at Comic-Con for Kids this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, PA. It features plenty of special guests, comic-themed activities, and more.
Is there a cost?
Well, yes, but emulating your favorite superhero, that's priceless.
And how about music this weekend?
Germantown's own R&B singer Bilal is at City Winery, the new live music venue that recently opened in Center City. He's there on Friday at 8 p.m.
Who else is in town?
The Black Keys, the duo from Akron, Ohio, the same hometown as basketball star LeBron James, have come a long way from an indie group to the Wells Fargo Center. They'll be there on Monday night.
Sounds like a plan, Tanya. Where can we go to find out more?
Go to whyy.org/things to do. We'll tell you where you can find some great art in Delaware and in Philadelphia this weekend.
Thank you so much for the information.
Have a great weekend.
You too.